Hello. Today I'm sitting here with my friend and my friend's daughter, who's the same person. Her name is Marielle. Marielle, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Marielle Lalo, and I'm 10 years old, and I live in Sarasota, Florida.
And Marielle wanted to be on this podcast, and I very happily said yes. And do you want to tell us why you wanted to be on the podcast?
Because my mom told me, your first episode, your mom told me, she has, two episodes, and then the next time we come over, I want to do that podcast, and then here we are.
But are you saying that your mom wanted to do it or that you wanted to do it?
I wanted to do it. She just listened to
Yeah.
it.
And do you normally get to do the things that you want to do?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't see you as a spoiled person, and I think it's probably the way that your mom raised you, but also I think it's partly you. Do you feel like you have a spoiled tendency? Do you know what I'm asking, or
Yes.
do you see other kids who are spoiled sometimes?
Yes.
And how do you feel like do you make a like a an actual effort to be not spoiled?
I just feel bad for them.
For who?
Like all the children that are spoiled, their attitude, it's not necessary to have that attitude all the time.
Yeah, and why do you think someone would be spoiled?
Sorry?
Why do you think a kid is spoiled? Like, what do you think that comes from?
Because the attitude, how does it come? Maybe kids at school, being bullied and stuff.
You think that being spoiled comes from being bullied, maybe?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting point that I'm learning now as an adult, that when we are hurt, then we don't act as our best self, right?
Yeah.
And I find that you're not hurt. Like, you're not a kid who's seen a lot of pain coming to you, right? You've got a very loving family.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about your family?
So I have mom, a dad, and a big brother that's 13.
Okay, so tell us about your mom. What's your perception of her?
She's 43. I mean, not 46. She is very beautiful. She loves me all of the time that even when she's angry, she still loves me.
How do you know she loves you?
From her body and stuff. She always says that she'll love me and stuff.
So you know that that's a given with your mom.
Yes.
And what about your dad?
My dad is 48. He's very outgoing with me and my brother. And he's kind of like my sports fat half of me.
Yeah. I saw that you did an Instagram live of watching the football game and your pregame before. So, is your dad, you feel like he's always gonna love you no matter what?
Yes.
So you get that from both your parents.
Yep.
And how do you feel that your parents' relationship is? Do you feel like they're very sturdy? How do you know?
They're not really strict with the rules and stuff. We can be free because my mom has a thing that we can be free in the house and do whatever we want. Except for rules that are very certain.
What are the certain rules?
Like no drawing on the wall.
No drawing on the wall.
Yeah. No, don't start anything that you're aware of without permission and stuff.
What's an example of that? What's an example of that?
So basically, it's examples are wait, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So you said there's a basic rule that's like you don't start something
like without
permission.
So if we like start some like putting like microwave popcorn in the microwave, like I was worried that something was gonna happen, so I went over to my mom's bathroom and then she told me
all that the directions, it's safe or not. Uh-huh.
All the directions, yeah. And stuff.
So you lean to your parents to start a new project.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I want to hear about your brother.
My brother is named Jack, aka his real name is John.
Oh.
He has a diagnosis with autism, so he doesn't really talk, and he has a lot of like liver problems, and he has to take a certain remedies. Like twice a day, or like when he's not feeling good, we have to take those remedies. Mm-hmm. Like our whole family has to like take them when we're not like don't like feel good. Like sick or like don't feel good.
Are they the same remedies that Jack takes?
Well, it's not just like one remedy. We have like a lot of remedies in our house because like my mom wants us to like take like all our like vitamins, pills, B12 spray, D spray. I don't even know like all the remedies we have, like silver, Dr. Stacy remedies. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Do you feel like happy that your mom's taking care of your health? Or
yes.
Do you feel like it's annoying and a burden?
Sometimes, like it's both. It depends what it like tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
So
back to Jack. You say he takes a lot of remedies
yes.
during the day for his liver?
Yes. Well, he has, like, stomach issues, yes. problems.
Yes. And how do you feel as his sister? I'm sure that it's a whole mixture.
I ask him questions, and then he'll, like, nod his head. Well, he'll sometimes, like, throw the ball to me, but when we're, like, very close, he'll just give it to me and, like, no back up, and then we just do it.
So you rather the throwing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you know him really well, even though
yes.
he's not verbal?
Yes. I know him very, very, very well.
Do you think you know him better than your parents, or the same?
No.
No, you think they know him?
I think they know him a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And how do you ever have any kind of communication with Jack about whether he's happy or not happy?
Well, I can see it like in his like body, like when he expresses it.
Yeah.
Like I like go up to him and I was like, Jack, wanna play? And he's like, maybe, no.
And you can tell by his body?
Yes.
So you're probably somewhat of a master at reading body language.
Yeah. Because when my mom is not really, like, so, like, she's not in, like, the kitchen a lot as, like, my dad. So, like, every time, like, my mom comes into the kitchen and then my, I forgot what I was going to say. When my mom is in the kitchen and Jack is there, then he'll just give him kisses, like, a lot.
She will, your
no,
mom will
my,
give.
No, my
dad.
My brother.
Yes. Will give your mom kisses.
Yes.
And that tells you that he's in a good place. Good
yes.
Night. Mm-hmm.
Like, he giggles and then he, like, smiles, and that tells us that he's in a good mood.
Uh-huh. And I know that Jack has some amazing abilities. Like, for instance, we found out that he can speak Spanish, right? Like.
Oh, yeah. And his,
Non-verbally, but like he can spell yeah. Spanish in Spanish.
So, long story, but my brother does like spelling, and then like we found this like program and like when like 3 years ago when I think March of 2018, there was like a spelling program where it was like a letter board, and then the lady was like, Jack, spell cat, C-A-T. Mm-hmm. Then he did like all simple words, and then we left, and then I think in end of 2 years ago, he started doing like occupational therapy that does spelling and also workout. So he does both of them. But like, I think this April, like last April in 2021, he did his whole lesson in Spanish.
Wow.
And then we were like, oh my God, I didn't even know like this kid had like so much abilities.
And
like,
no one speaks Spanish in your life?
No. I know a little bit. My mom knows a little bit. My dad knows a little bit. But he knows like a lot of words.
Mm. Do you think he picked it up when you were in Peru?
Maybe.
Or just do you think maybe he got it from a different dimension?
I think he got it like from like someone was speaking Spanish a lot at like the beach. Like Lido, there's like a lot of people who come down here and they just like speak Spanish everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you think he just picks it up?
Yeah.
So did you ever say to him, Jack, I didn't know you speak Spanish?
No, I was just like, wow.
So you didn't ask him, where did you get that?
No, not yet.
Okay. It seems like you've got a lot of love for him and respect for him. Like that even though he isn't verbal, you still find him to be a very respectable person.
Correct.
So what are some of the things that he does? And then we'll move on to music, because that's your other joy in your life. But what are some things that Jack does that
you really
respect?
He reminds our, like, our whole family, like the thing on my ear, the dolphin.
Yeah, yeah. He reminds your family of a dolphin.
Yeah, like the painting you painted, yeah. Like, in his room. Uh-huh. It was, like, rainbow, whales, dolphins. He basically speaks dolphin because he likes to go in the pool and the shower, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a water boy.
Yeah, he always wants to immediately go into the water first.
Yes.
Yeah. So he reminds you guys of a dolphin. Yeah, I see it too. So let's move on to your other love, which is music. So I've got some questions for you about music.
Okay.
You are very versatile. I know that your teacher, Gene, he puts you in different instruments. Do you find that each of the instruments that you try come as easily, or do you have as much fun playing each of them? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is like guitar because there's like so many genders of it. There's like so much genders of it that I can just like, there's like pop, hip hop, rock.
Oh, you mean genres? Countries.
Yeah.
Genre, yeah. You said gender, which is like boy or girl, I guess. I was thinking that maybe you were right about that. That maybe guitars are female or masculine.
Yeah, they're really fun.
So you're saying there's so many genres.
Yeah, there's like pop, country, hip-hop, rock.
And you go really techno. Deep into the musical archives. Like, I know you listen to music that I don't listen to. Like, your mom was saying that you're recently going into The Who.
Yeah, I am going into, like, Who, Journey, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis, Ozzy Osbourne, I said Journey, Eve.
Who was the one that you were singing when we came to... Can't remember the name at the moment. It was like a real OG. It's the song that it's very long and you
Dreams, Fleetwood Mac?
No, it's not Fleetwood Mac, it's someone else.
Oh, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Broken Dreams.
No, it's not Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but I'll remember it after this probably. So you also have this incredible confidence. Like, you're the only kid that has asked me to be on my podcast, and so far, and you have this confidence, like you really want to be in public doing your thing, right? Is that right?
Yes.
And you don't really feel inhibited.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'll tell everyone that Mario and I have the same sun, Leo, right? Leo, sun, moon in
Aries,
no,
I think.
No, your moon is in Libra.
Libra.
And your rising?
I think it's Aries.
Pisces.
No, Pisces.
Yeah, Pisces rising. We both have those three. And we also have the same Mercury in Virgo. Pretty sure it's Mercury in Virgo. So we have a lot of... I've never met anyone with the same sun, moon, and rising as me. So I'm always watching Marielle, interested in what she's doing naturally, because I feel that you're very natural with all the things that you do. And I don't even think you know what it's like to not be natural. Like, there's this kind of idea that some people get, like, conditioned to be not natural, you know? Like, don't be so confident, don't be so loud, like, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't have any of that. You just are who you are. And I don't even think you think that there's any other way than that. But for people like me, who I feel have been conditioned in certain ways, I find you to be very inspiring. And yeah, I just want to tell you that. I find you to be really inspiring, just who you naturally are. So Marielle will get up in front of a whole audience that she has never met before and completely give the song your all and play guitar. And you've only been playing for like a year, right?
Yeah, like 10 months now. I started like in November, but I started a band like in August. But I never really experienced guitar right, like, yet. Like, I started, like, in November at a band rehearsal, and then when it was, like, my...
Last November, so, yeah, like, 11 months ago or so.
Yeah.
10 months ago. And you were saying you started in a band rehearsal, then I cut you off. Do you remember what you were saying?
I started, like, there was, like, a Manic, we were doing the Bangles' Manic Monday, and then I was playing guitar, and then the next private lesson right later, we did, like, a guitar book, like, the basic guitar book number one that Jean recommended me to do.
And do you like practicing from that?
Yes.
So yeah, you practice a lot, don't you?
Yes.
And you find that getting better is the only kind of reward that you want, kind of thing?
Yes.
Do you feel like you care about fame at this point? Like, you don't seem to do it for that reason.
Yes, I care about fame.
Oh, you do? Fame. You want, so you do want to be seen by...
Yes.
By the world, by the people.
Yes.
By people. And is there any fear that comes up regarding that?
No, not really.
You're just like, that's what I want, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Some, it depends what it is. But if it's like what we're talking about, then no.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you sold on it being music, or do you feel like it could morph into anything? Like, it could be acting, it could be
anything.
Could be anything. You just want to be doing your thing in front of an audience.
Yes.
Tell us about that kid who's like an amazing guitarist that you saw in person and how that affected you.
Champ Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, I first found him on social media. Like, I was just scrolling through my
your feed?
No. My music teacher's account, and then the December 12th concert of last year, I looked up the location and then I found it and then I started following him.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of him? Like, what do you?
He is out stunning.
Out stunning. And so, just for the people who don't know this person, what, he's 10 or 11?
He's 11 years old.
He's 11, and he carries himself. I mean, he's shy, right?
No, not really.
No, he's not shy? No, well, no. He's kind of like, when he's not on stage, he's not like such a big personality, right? Isn't he kind of more...
Yeah, he's more like chill.
Yeah, he's chill. But on stage, he's got this long blonde hair, and he's incredible at the guitar, right?
Yes.
And he really expanded you. Why don't we just hold off? Okay. Because it's going to make a lot of noise. But we can wrap this up soon.
Okay.
So this person who's your age gets up there and shows you, do you feel like you had more kind of vigor for music after he came into your life? Because you met him.
Yes.
And he signed your shirt. And yes. Yeah. Do you feel like you have like even more excitement to do it?
Yeah, he kind of inspired me to play the guitar and like play like Southern rock and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have another question. Do you want me to pause this and you can take a eating break?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we just had lunch. Now Mariel's gonna go climb the tree in my backyard, the banyan tree. So I just wanted to give all the things where people can find you. So do you want to give us your YouTube?
So my TikTok is Magical Mariel 7.
How do you spell Mariel?
MARIELLE. And then my Instagram is musical_Mariel, same letters.
So musical_Mariel.
Yep. And my YouTube is MARIELLE Lalo, LALLO.
And that's where people can find you doing covers and your original music, right? Do you have any originals on there?
No, not yet.
And you do lives and stuff like that?
Correct.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast, Mariel.
Bye.
Bye.